The request by cotton producers at USDA qualified cotton seed for the PLC and ARC safety net programs has been denied by Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack. He reportedly has said he has no legal authority to approve a request from cotton growers that cotton seed be designated as an oilseed to qualify for farm programs. Richie Seaton, executive director of the Georgia Cotton Commission, says they are very disappointed in that decision.
Yes, we're very disappointed. We feel that, as does the Ag Committee and the Congress, feel that the Secretary does have the authority to do so, and we're just very disappointed. Unfortunately, our industry is suffering right now from the unfair trade practices and high levels of subsidies that both the Chinese and the Indian governments are paying their cotton producers. It's very unfair, and not only are we trying to do something to aid our producers, but we're also heavily petitioning our government through our trade representatives to bring our concerns to the attention of the WTO and hopefully level up our playing field again.
Seaton says while they are disappointed with Secretary Vilsack's decision, they really appreciate the support of many in this effort.
We do very much appreciate the support of not only our delegation, a lot of ag organizations, our financial institutions. This was something that could have really helped our farmers, but we have to continue working and explore other avenues, and hopefully a solution will come sooner than later.
Now, the National Cotton Council has also expressed disappointment in the news. In a statement, they noted, "We continue to believe, like a broad group of members of Congress, that USDA clearly has this authority as described in the current Farm Bill. Our industry remains committed to pursuing a cottonseed designation and policy to help provide long-term stability to the industry." For more information on this issue, contact the Georgia Cotton Commission office in Perry. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.